This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, Urban Schools, University of Washington Center on Reinventing Public Education, took a look at school improvement and educational opportunity in 50 cities and found performance not improving much or at all. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott has more.
The report found what it calls staggering inequities for poor students and students of color. Across 50 cities, from Oakland to Houston to Newark, white students were four times as likely as black students to attend a high-performing school. Black students, meanwhile, were twice as likely to get out-of-school suspensions.
It's a pretty discouraging picture if you look across all of the cities.
Mike DeArmond is one of the report's authors. When it comes to overall achievement, he says 40% of the lowest performing schools were stuck at the bottom 3 years later. But he says a few cities were able to improve schools that started at the bottom.
In New Orleans, the schools that started in that bottom 5% went to zero. So none of them stayed there for 3 years running. And the same in Washington, D.C.
The report doesn't draw any conclusions about what's working in those cities. DeArmond says he hopes the report will be a conversation starter to help cities make their school systems work better for all students. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.